Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
Head coach?
God.
What?
That's drum spelled D-U-R-N.
That's swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
It needs to have a nut in it.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Because it's thick in your throat?
Yeah. Doop, doop, with you. The era has become.
Yes, it has. The GD era has become.
Today went fast.
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah, those Monday shows.
Monday football shows.
This Monday night football game is sloppy.
Who's winning? Baltimore?
Still 7-0.
7-0.
Every time I look up, Eli Manning is not talking. It's just Peyton.
He's just awkwardly staring into the camera.
And nodding.
Well, look.
I think Eli needs to learn a little bit about TV, whereas Peyton's been doing it for a couple of years now.
Well, I'm guessing Peyton's trying really hard to keep people interested because this is the first one. They got a lot of money to do this.
You think someone's in his ear like, carry this thing, carry it!
100%.
He's Eli's defense, and Eli's this is a Super Bowl. Just keep it rolling.
All right.
Whew. Also, too, can we get, like... They're both wearing, like, button-ups, and it looks like they got them at Costco. Like,
well, they probably did.
There's, like, $500 million between those guys.
That's classic Manning.
Can we get a custom-fitted shirt?
Dude, those guys are khaki pants all day.
It's fascinating, people like that. I mean, I guess you just because you have money doesn't change who you are, but you would think, like, you're going on national TV. Again, you have more money than you know what to do with, and ESPN has a budget. Like, no one thought to... spruce it up a little bit, like go talk to Charles Woodson, just get a little something with it's pizzazz.
Supposed to be casual, probably. Hey guys, talking football, watching the game.
Looks like it's a Dockers commercial.
That, and I think when you get to that level, you got a whole lot of don't care.
Yeah,
here's what I'm going to present to you. Take it or leave it, whatever. speaking of that, Al Davis, did you see he won $1,800 on a slot machine in Vegas? Mark Davis.
I was going to say
the corpse of Al Davis.
That is a miracle.
You know what? If you did roll the corpse of Al Davis out there and had him Weekend at Bernie style, like playing in Vegas, I'd watch that.
No, Mark Davis was sitting down at a slot machine and he won $1,800.
Oh. What does, if you're worth $1 billion and you win $1,800 in Vegas, like, what?
That's nice. My next cup of coffee's free.
Right? Do you donate that? Or
would you be more or less inclined to gamble if you were worth $1 billion?
I think you'd be more inclined,
more,
right?
More, just because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because then it's just fun.
But would you be less inclined because it's like, well, what's the point? I already have all the money.
Well, because you want to have fun watching the sports.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun.
You don't really have to worry about the losses. You just be like, oh, okay, sure, I'll put $1,000 on this game. No sweat.
So Mike's worth $1 million, right? Mike Lynch?
Clearly.
So the equivalent of Mark Davis winning $1,800, let's say he's worth $1 billion. I don't know how much he's worth. but for simple math purposes, let's say he's worth $1 billion.
Sure.
The equivalent of that for Mike, who is worth a million, is him winning $1.80.
Hmm. Yeah, but yeah. It's still the thrill.
But it's still $1,800.
It's still the thrill of playing,
but
right?
You're worth, I guess, I don't know.
He's a weird duck, though, because I saw that he was involved like in a crash, too. And I'm not sure whether he was driving the Dodge like Durango or the Mini Cooper, but like that's Mark Davis. Like
it's probably the Mini Cooper, wasn't it?
The Mini Cooper? I don't know. Like, he was involved in a crash, but there was the famous article a number of years ago that where he was driving like a Dodge Caravan. And like he drove an hour to pay some dude like $7 to cut his hair. He's an interesting man, so I just assume he likes playing the slots, and it really doesn't matter about how much money it is. It's just
I just can't imagine that's exciting for him, you know?
I don't know.
Playing a freaking... I mean, how much does he put in there to win? $10?
Yeah, I mean...
$100?
At 1800, no, man. Because if you're playing $100 hands, that's the... he's playing the Wheel of Fortune game.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah. Every time I look at... I don't know about you, dude. I look at those slot machines, and I love Vegas. I go to Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
I look at those slot machines, and I do not know what's going on, ever.
Well, I don't think you're really supposed to know what's going on. Yeah, it's just like pretty colors and
lights,
how many lines are you betting?
So you're telling me that all the people that play those regularly don't know like what's happening on the thing?
Well, I mean, if that's your place and you sit there for 6 hours, then of course you know.
I am convinced that
I've played a couple of different versions of it. You know, like when you go, you'll go sit down at a penny slot and put a little bit in there and... You're just like, oh, all of these lines mean things. And all I know is when the cool moving graphics come up, that's important.
Well, and if it starts to play the coin thing where it's like, I'm winning.
But you have no
idea. Why did I win?
You have no idea why you won.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
I'm in a unique position here because he was playing the Wheel of Fortune game.
Okay. And this is why. So you know this game?
I know this game. And I'll tell you, this is why I know that he was only playing like a buck or some, you know, a penny slot or something. So last time I was in Vegas, I was there with a buddy. Well, it was 2 times ago. I was with a buddy of mine, and he's not a huge gambler. But he said, I'm going to go. He brought $1,000, and he said, I'm going to go play at the high-stake slots. Mm. I'm going to pay $1,000 hands, and if I lose, I lose.
Okay.
And he was playing the Wheel of Fortune game. Yeah, so he just was
what
like...
a fast way to lose $1,000.
Right? So he goes in there. We go into the... And believe me, I'm just... we walk in at the little room. We were at the Aria. So we walk into the little room, and, you know, they give you your drinks or whatever, and they're like, can you get anything? I'm like, I'm just watching this guy. I'm like, I'm not playing. This is not my room. So he takes it out, and he starts putting $100 in, and he loses, and he loses, and he loses. Like, on the fifth or sixth one, he hit, and it was a $100 play, and he won, like, $7,000. Mm. And it wasn't, like, the biggest, you know, like, payout or whatever. So that is not $100. You went $1,800, he was not playing $100 hands. Because it was one of the lower ones that you could win, and he still won, like, $7,000. So, and it was on the Wheel of Fortune game. So.
Did he get up and, like, and that was it for his gambling? I think,
so
like,
they.
If I'm him, I'd pack it up, I'd cash out. I'm like, all right, let's have a fun time this weekend.
Yeah, so it takes a little bit when you win that much.
If he doesn't like playing table games.
Yeah, they said, come, they said, you just need to wait because they're going to bring you your money. You don't go to the window, they bring it to you. You don't, you know, it's not like the coins come out. And while he was sitting there, he lost the rest of it. He lost the rest of his first thousand, but he won the...
Yeah, all right. Well, that's all right.
And he was done.
He netted six Gs, man.
And he did not play again. That was... He walked away.
A different example was when I was at Chinook Winds, when I was there for my birthday weekend with my girlfriend. We were just sitting at a couple penny slots and just, you know, farting around. And she, I think, bet 10 cents or 20 cents, and she won $180 on that one hit. And, I mean, that machine was making, like, the high-pitched noise and the coin sound for a really, really long time. So that was a pretty big hit that she got on a 10-cent bet. I wonder if he was, like, not at a penny slot. I mean, maybe Mark Davis at a penny slot. But I wonder if he was at a really, really low-level slot and just got a really big win.
Yeah, I don't know. No idea. But $1,800 to that dude?
Yeah. Well, pays for some haircuts and, you know, probably a hooker and some blow.
Well, he was with a girl, so I'm sure she took the money. You know.
I think she's already taking plenty of money if she's hanging out
with
Mark
Davis.
And don't you
think, if you're Mark Davis and you win $1,800 and they just have that, give it to you in cash, you're not like depositing that.
No.
You're just buying dinners and crap.
Yeah, it's in your pocket.
That's like chump change for him. All right, well, we've blown through the first segment.
Yeah, off of Mark Davis.
Who stole the show at the John Legend concert? Because John Legend was in Oregon over the weekend.
Couldn't take my eyes off something, and it wasn't John Legend.
That'll be next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rock, fly, and eagle.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
Now Peyton and Eli have Ray Lewis on there with them.
What?
Yeah. I think they'll ask him what he did with the...
The fur coat? He still had the bloody knife.
Well, I thought it was the bloody... Didn't he have like a white suit on or something?
I think it was a white mink coat.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. No shirt, white mink coat, because, well, it's the Super Bowl. Come on.
He and I have so much in common.
Yeah.
Except for the murder thing.
I would give anything to see you walking around Portland in a white, like, floor-length mink coat.
With no shirt. Let's go.
You see that sometimes, like Lillard does this a lot.
Yeah,
like
he does.
He wears the suit or the mink with no shirt.
Why do they do that? Is it they like those tattoos that they have there on their chest, so they want to...
Yeah.
You want to show those off?
I think it's just it's a style thing, but I just the idea. I don't know how I can't just be a rich thing. There's just something. It's like a stylist or someone convinces you that you can do it. It's just it's one of those things that I can't comprehend a situation where I'm heading out for the evening and I'm like, you know what? Give me the jacket. No. Shirt off. Just give me the coat.
Did you see what Russell Westbrook was wearing? He made headlines for?
No.
You know, he's...
Yeah, he's like fashion super dude.
He is fashion forward.
Yeah.
He and Kid... is it Kid Cutie? Is that the guy's name?
I think it's Cuddy, right?
Kid Cuddy.
Cuddy, okay. Those guys were both posting photos on their IGs, bro.
Uh-huh. All for the gram?
Wearing skirts.
Is that the new thing here?
It's a new thing.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Yeah, they have skirts on.
Yeah, that's...
And they're kind of kilt-like.
But not really.
But
I mean,
not
those are,
really.
The Kid Cudi, that's a full-on, like, ball gown.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Nirvana t-shirt with a big hoop skirt.
It's the new thing.
Really? That's the new thing? Like,
Well, for those dudes.
Well, I guess. Well, I mean, it is 2021, just... Fashion's a hell of a thing, man. And Westbrook's not only wearing a skirt, but he's going the cardigan with no shirt on underneath it.
Yep.
And then some like the Wicked Witch sort of boots and stockings.
And he's got blue hair. This is crazy.
Like, do you think, because clearly that's not him, right? He's got a stylist, same thing with Cam Newton. Like, would you let, because I'm sure that outfit that he's wearing costs more than your car.
Let him put me in a skirt?
Well, just in general. Like, if you had a stylist, like a Russell Westbrook, Cam Newton sort of stylist, could you just, like, turn that over? Because they're not picking any of that. That is 100% their stylist. Could you let someone?
Well, I would if I liked.
Up?
If I liked the stuff, I would.
But they can't like that. I mean.
Well, I don't know. I think Cam does the stuff he wears. Westbrook's a little more. I don't know.
You think Cam?
I do. Yeah. I don't think he.
You think he like wearing like 19 scars?
Yeah, I don't think he dislikes it. I think, in other words, if you have a stylist, they better know you. You know? They're not just going to put you in anything. You got to like it. You got to be like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just
wear crap. I kind of feel like when you're a Hollywood stylist like that and you're going way that way, like Russell Westbrook didn't dress like that. Neither did Cam Newton. And then one day, they're like, hey, I'm hiring a stylist. And it like went full.
Well, I know. But what I'm saying is when they hire these stylists, I think that they hire people that know what they want and what they like. They just do it better than them because they're not stylists, you know? In other words, if you had a stylist, it would be, I can kind of picture the look that they would supply to you, and it would be one that you would be comfortable with. Mm. It would just be what you do now, only way more stylish because they're a stylist. Mm. Same with me.
Now, I don't want to see you in a stylist like looking good. I want to see you in a stylist that's... That's going
puts me in a dress.
Yeah, and by the way, people are in saying that the straight man gay dress is in now. The other people are calling
it's appropriation.
Sex appropriation.
Okay.
Well, Scott Weiland did that. I mean, he was ahead of his time.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Yeah. Well, he was singing that.
Friend of the program.
Rest in peace, by the way. But you know, there was that line in the song, like, you shouldn't have worn a dress. And so then he wore a dress because some people thought that that song was kind of promoting rape. And so he kind of tried to turn that on his ear. But it is an interesting look, that's for certain. But hey, Russell Westbrook is a very fashionable man.
Whatever, that's not my world. You know what else is hitting the trends?
What?
Okay, so I'm going to need help with another rapper name. Is his name Dan Sir? You guys know that guy?
I have never heard of him.
I don't know. I know Kid Cudi. I do not know Dan Sir.
I think it's Dan Sir, like dancer, you know?
Yeah. Like Flow Rider, but it's Florida.
Dan Sur. And what he has done, he's a rapper, and he has surgically implanted gold chains in his scalp.
Boy, so, I just watched this.
Yeah, his hair is like dreads, only they're gold.
Oh my god,
it's gold.
Yeah, it looks like
gold chains,
you know, like when like people get like the hooks in their back and then they can like hang from them.
I had those.
How'd that go for you?
Not good.
Yeah, it looks a little painful. He got hooks implanted in his head and then he just is able to attach chains.
So think he's got like a bunch of really diamondy blingy necklaces hanging off his head as if it's hair.
Like Medusa sort of hair.
A little bit. But it's just hanging there.
Boy, that can't.
Isn't that something?
That can't be comfortable.
Now, how long before that guy gets robbed and beat up and his head?
How long before he gives himself a black eye with a big giant like?
Yeah, right.
What do you like? You jog to catch like a taxi. You're going to take one in the chops.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what, fame is a hell of a thing, man. Like, I know that you gotta have like a presence, and you gotta kind of do stuff that's a little bit out there. But I'm old and white, and I don't understand.
Anybody that wears this kind of thing has to be famous first, because if a normal dude if just somebody who isn't famous, wore that, or did that,
you're just an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Well,
but because you're Dan Sir, well, I don't know, or Kid Cudi, you can do it. And people think it's awesome because you are who you are.
I guess.
So that has to come first.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Kid Cudi and Cam, or not Cam Newton, but Russell Westbrook, dude, that's very tame compared to what this idiot's doing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then he's got gold teeth to match, and it's a lot of bling.
That's today in trend news. Now, you were out at a John Legend show?
Yes, I was.
So I know Odyssey's back because, I mean, we still don't have people here in the building for the most part.
An Odyssey station.
But we did get the proverbial Friday ticket dump emails last week.
Yeah.
And we haven't had those in a long time where our promotions department says, hey, we've got tickets to these shows, but, you know, we have extras, and so anybody who wants them, just email.
Sure. Right? And I was going to be down in bed.
Oh, you were already down there.
I was already down there.
Okay.
Look, I'm not driving to bed.
Yeah, I wondered that.
To go see John Legend.
So she offers up John Legend tickets.
Yes.
And I looked at that and I went, oh, I'd go see him. And then I saw that it was in Bend. I'm like, well, I'm out on that.
Yeah. I was going to Bend to play golf with a buddy of mine. And the lady friend was coming with me. And
golf.
My buddy was like, hey, just so you know, Sunday night we ended up with tickets to John Legend. He forgot he bought them. He bought tickets to like every concert. Like he went through COVID like withdrawals. Like he literally bought tickets to any concert that he could get his hands on. He just wanted to get out and see live music. So he goes, I don't know why I bought John Legend tickets, but I got them. And if you guys want to go, you know, you can go. And I was kind of like, eh, whatever. Like, sure. I didn't want to spend the money. And then we got that email and I was like, oh, this is great. Now I can go and I don't really care.
So everybody can go.
Everybody can go.
Yeah.
So we head out to John Legend, and I'm like, whatever. I'm sure he puts on a good show.
Why does John Legend get such a meh from us?
I don't know any of his songs.
Because he's great, but...
I know one song, and that's the All of You Loves All of Me.
Yeah.
That's all I know him for.
I don't know much about him either, but I know he's good.
I know he's married to that Chrissy Teigen, and she's like, she's a hot, and she's all controversial. But I knew nothing about John Legend other than he kind of does the love songs, and he's a good-looking dude, and he's got a hot wife.
Yeah.
But I figured he was going to put on a good show, right? So, whatever.
Okay. Is that at the amphitheater?
Yeah, it's at the amphitheater. So, you know, you go, you crack a few, and, you know, you lay out your lawn chair, and away you go. Right. Plus, it was free, which was even better.
Socially distanced, of course.
No. Yeah. Although, everyone, you did have to do proof of vaccine.
Oh, so you did?
Everyone was vaccinated.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
Do you think everyone was?
Was it proof of vaccine or a negative test or just straight up proof of vaccine?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Because most people are doing the latter.
But they did make us provide ID with the card, and they did check.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like it was just like wave on through.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, like, normally that would have been a meh for me, but, you know, you got tickets. And like,
you're already down there.
Yeah, you're already down there.
Tickets are free.
Yeah. And the lady wanted to go. And, look, I figured if you take your lady, and I will say this, if you take your lady to John Legend and you can't score afterwards... There's something wrong with you.
You got issues.
It's all baby making music. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that John Legend wrote one song and it's 2 hours long and it's just the same thing and it's let's get it on. That's just every song is the exact same. I couldn't tell you one song he sang besides the encore, which was All of You, that big famous one. Everything else was just him like in a stylish suit singing about wanting to get it on with his lady. And the women there, like, panties were dropping left and right.
Right there on the lawn.
Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah, man. Guys and gals, they're just, there was so much action going on. And I didn't even pay any attention to that. And I couldn't pay any attention to John Legend because we were off on the side and something stole the show. I could not look away. And I wish I would have had my phone on me to record it. But I hate the people that record shows.
You didn't have your phone?
No, it was in the lady friend's purse, and I just wasn't going to mess with it.
You had your phone.
I did.
You just didn't want to pull it out.
I didn't want to pull it out. There's nothing more
pulled
annoying to me.
Pulled something else out, am I right?
Yeah. Than the douche canoe in front of you that holds up his phone for like
wallet,
an hour.
It was expensive?
To record the shaky video that you're not going to do anything with. Stop recording concerts. You're not going to do anything with them. Stop.
Well,
I think it's okay to record little clips from a concert because then you can watch back at it. You can watch back and be like, this was a great show.
He did it the other day with his metal show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I took like four little like 20-second videos of a three-hour show.
Concert clips.
Ugh.
I'm a big fan of them.
I happened to be on side.
So shut up.
I was on the side stage staring right at something. Have you ever stood in front of the deaf interpreter at a concert?
Oh.
First off, so many questions.
Yeah, I think I have actually. Widespread Panic played there.
Yeah.
And we were down there to the front right. Were you down there to the front right?
It was front left, but...
Okay.
Maybe there was one on the right-hand side. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I have seen that. They're very demonstrative.
The man was stealing... He was better. He was putting on a show better than anything on the stage. That man was trying to win a gall darn Tony Award. He was... I could not take my eyes off of him. He had oily hips. He was working it. I mean, and I had so many questions. First off, if you're deaf, why are you at a music concert? Can you hear, like, music? or are you just going and watching
the vibe?
Do you feel the vibrations?
I don't know. And how many? And if you are, do you have to, like, do they specifically put you in front? Like, I was looking around, I spent the entire time looking for, like, is there someone in front of him that's watching him? Where are the deaf people? Or if you're in the very back, I don't know what's happening. I just couldn't look away from him. And I don't know if I've ever really noticed that at a concert before, but this guy was right in my line of sight. And I found myself 70% of the time not watching John Legend. I was just watching this guy. I felt like afterwards I should have gone and tipped him because he was worth the price of admission. And like when, especially some of like the real like hardcore love songs, man, some of the stuff he was doing was borderline perverse.
You know, I was reading a thing on the, you know, Kate Brown, you know her?
Yeah.
She's our governor.
Yeah.
She does those press conferences and a lot of people are asking the question why there's an interpreter, sign language, and not just closed captioning, you know? Yeah. And they said that, this was in the Willamette Week, they said there are several reasons. One main reason is the facial, did he do a lot of facial contorting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's a thing where it's really odd for us to watch them do that, mm-hmm. because it's like, why aren't they just signing? Why are they contorting their face so awkwardly? Well, I guess it's part of the language because you can't rely on, because you don't have tone or vocal inflection,
yeah,
right, to convey the meaning the way something is spoken.
Yeah.
So that's why they do that. And I guess people that can't hear prefer that to closed captioning because it gives them the context, like the just the tone of what is being said.
Yeah, but you're at a concert, so you can't have closed captioning.
But that's why I know. But I think, well, you could have closed captioning up on the Disney video boards and stuff.
Yeah, there wasn't, but
oh, well, usually they have video boards for the people in the back.
Yeah.
But you could put closed captioning, or just have a section where there is closed. But I'm just saying, like, people, the facial contortions is part of the tone of the show.
I know.
Like, if he's rocking out and headbanging,
yeah,
you know the. You know? That guy's got to convey that instead of just...
At some point, all I know is he was running his hand up and down his own chest. His hand was, like, on his groin, and he was doing some swiveling.
Yeah, he was.
And I was just like, man, this bro is feeling it.
All right.
I think he needed a cigarette after the concert.
He probably had a few.
Yes.
You think he got some hot deaf Ted?
I'll tell you what, if there was a deaf girl in the audience watching him... That man was scoring that night because there was some riled up deaf people at that concert.
All right, we gotta go. Coming up next, we now have to build bathrooms for cows. Here's Mike.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Cow news.
Hot cat 1080 to the cow.
Did you see that they have successfully potty trained cows?
No. Can we successfully potty train goats next? Because I want one for my house.
Cows can be potty trained as easily as toddlers researchers have found.
What in the hell? And why would you? Because who has a cow inside their house?
Well, no one. They're not inside the house. It's urine pollution. They don't want the urine pollution.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was cows' arses that were killing the environment.
Well, I think it's that too.
So where do
you? I thought it was important that their butts were important.
No, their butts are. It's like a global crisis because of all the methane,
right?
And that we're doing such massive like beef production that cows are literally farting and destroying our environment. And there's nothing that we can't do anything with their crap. They're making too much of it.
Yeah. So this is from Germany. 11 out of 16 cows learned to use a moo-loo when they had to go pee-pees.
A moo-loo.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
They used a sweet treat to coax the cows to push through a gate and urinate in a special pen. And on the base of the pen is like, you know, like kind of like you see the dog pads like at the airport or whatever.
Yeah. It's like soaks through.
Yeah. It looks like that. And they said it only took 15 days to train the young calves. They're like 2 to 4 year olds. They're like, oh, I got this. All right. I'll go in there and pee.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. Isn't that great? So urine contains nitrogen, mm-hmm. and when mixed with feces becomes ammonia.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what you're, yeah.
Yeah.
So the environmental issue there.
Yeah, so they peep and poo, and then it like, I mean, I guess it's really, really bad.
Peep and poo?
Yeah, they peep and poo. Peep and poo. There was a thing on Netflix, and I forget what it's called, but it's like got cow in the title.
Wouldn't it be cool to just poop whatever?
Loophole, yeah, loophole, dog style.
Loophole. Like they can just poop whenever.
Yeah, I don't care. Except now they've been taught. But yeah, there was a Netflix special on it, and it was the whole thing was like how cows and the fact that not just cows, but the fact that we're breeding them and the meat production on it is literally just wiping out natural resources left and right, and that it's a major, major crisis. And the whole thing is like we have to find a way to like get off beef. Like this isn't sustainable. We can't keep producing this much beef.
You ever gotten off beef?
No, I haven't. I'm always on beef. Always.
Yeah.
In fact,
well,
when I played football, I preferred dudes.
The whole get off beef thing's not gonna happen. Okay.
Well, you know.
I need steak.
We got that synthetic beef. Now, have you seen they've got the same? Is it Morningstar that does the fake beef?
Yeah.
They've got a fake chicken nugget now, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to tell the difference between chicken nuggets because I'm not certain that all chicken nuggets.
I usually buy the Morningstar chicken patties.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Can't tell the difference?
I mean, it's a breaded patty. I mean, I'm sure real chicken would taste a little better, but still good.
I've tried like the Impossible Burgers and stuff. And they're okay, but that's different than steak. And by the way, I still don't eat the Impossible Burgers. I've tried one. And I'm like, oh, that's not so bad. And now give me a Whopper.
A single cow can produce about 8 gallons of urine a day.
Well, that's a lot of pee.
And in 2019, nitrous oxide comprised 7% of all the U.S. greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
So a lot of what researchers are saying is, hey, we're not surprised you can do this. We're surprised that it took this long to train the cows.
What was it called? The moo?
The moo poo. Or, I mean, moo-loo.
The moo-loo. I love it.
Great marketing opportunity already.
Yeah, if you look up, there's a paper here from UC Davis on cows and climate change and, you know, how the cattle population is not sustainable and we got to do something about it. We got a lot of problems. And no one
Where
seems
on
to,
the list is this?
Well, I mean, if you believe in climate change and all that.
I very much do. But where on the list is it?
This is a
How big, pressing is it?
This is a bigger problem than you realize.
Damn it. Get on it, kids.
Yeah, they're the number one source of agricultural greenhouse gases worldwide. And this isn't just like with the pee. It says in this art one, a single cow belches 220 Whoa. Pounds of methane per year.
Yeah. So it's all of their bodily functions.
Yeah, they're just... And we just keep cranking out more cows because, you know.
All right. We got to go. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at his shoulder.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Ducks Roundtable is coming up next. Dusty and
Anthony Newman.
Anthony Newman.
And they will indeed roundtable.
The Ravens are leading the Raiders 14-10 at half. Hello.
Those stupid Ducks are going to be insufferable now.
Well, that is kind of a big win.
Yeah, it is a big win, but now we're going to have to hear about it. They're ridiculous. Come on, Ohio State. I could have had the rare and super valuable Oregon and UW loss on the same Saturday, and Oregon screwed it up for me.
Yeah, your coach still won't get a vaccination, by the way.
Listen, I'm not even – look, but that's whatever. I mean, he's such a doofus. Did you see his interview today?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
What a tool. I mean, seriously, what a tool. But
wait,
whatever.
But like, wait, hold on. What did he say?
Oh, he just – it's somebody was asking him questions about it, and they were fair questions, right? You know, you're the highest paid state employee. You're at a – you know, this. And why won't you – and he just won't answer. He just sits up there like a tool. He's looks uncomfortable. This all get out. And he just does the
mandate.
You know, I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And blah, blah, blah. And
I plan on following the mandate.
Like a bumbling goon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, just come out and address it. Tell us why. Right? Are you an anti-vaxxer? You think it's fake, or you don't buy it? Or you just come out and say it.
That's right.
This whole I'm not answering questions. It's just ridiculous, and he looks like a fool.
And I love the are you going to get it? I'll follow the mandate. Yeah, but does that mean you're going to get it? I plan on following the mandate.
Right. I mean, both teams played hard. I'm just here so I don't get fined. It's just a bad look when every student and teacher and player has to be vaccinated, and you're the highest paid state employee in the face of the franchise, and you sit there and play this game. It's just – it looks awful, and it's just – it's too bad. It really is too bad.
He must be following the mandate because he's still coaching.
Well, the mandate's like mid-October, I think he has to get it, unless like these exemptions, and he won't talk about if he's trying to get the exemption or whatever. He just keeps doing this vague, I plan on following the mandate, I'm not talking about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it looks bad. It's a bad look. And you already look like a goober, and now it's a weekly distraction. It's too bad, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Screw him. Yeah. Screw the Cougs. Well, no one cares about the Cougs.
Come on, Rob. Don't do that. Yes, they do. You know what? They're a fun little team up there. We just have an idiot coaching us right now. Unbelievable. Hey, let me ask you a question about – you guys are talking about animals pooping?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
– that we were.
Yeah. So is this just a me thing? Like, when your dog goes out to go to the bathroom, do you just take it for granted that it comes back in with a clean butt?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I got one that really does need to be checked if you catch him. He's not very good. The other two, but you learn what can and can't be trusted.
Like, I check, and we have a thing down. He doesn't like it, but I have a thing where he, like, I make him walk through my legs when he comes in the door, and I kind of clamp down and trap him. And then I check, and if I have a little thing of toilet paper right by the door, and I'm... If I have to give him a little cleanup, I give him a little cleanup, because I have learned, like, the last thing I want is that on the couch or on my bed or on the floor. So, and, like, my wife is like, I can't believe you wiped the dog's butt. But to me, it's just preventative medicine. Am I wrong on that? Am I the only one?
No. You got to learn what dogs, you know, like, some dogs you can just trust, but, like, my little bulldog Crumb, you got to take a look, because he is no stranger to a clinger. And if you're not careful, you will. You'll be like, man, what's that smell? And then you look up and you realize that he's left a little streak.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Molly Two Poops? You got to check her?
No, never have.
You just trust.
Yeah.
You just let it go.
I would never. I think that's odd. Although I would say that if my wife did it, I wouldn't be mad about it. But I'm not doing it.
Has your dog ever burned you on that?
No. I mean, what is that? How do you, what do you mean? Like, you just find a little nugget on the couch or something?
Yeah, it's a little clinker. Like, it's like a little mess. Yeah.
No, she's
never
done that.
You got a little turd stuck there. Next thing you know, she's up on the couch. Then you're cleaning the couch off.
I will say, so Molly Two Poops is famous. She got her name because she poops twice on our walks, right? So I take two poop bags for Molly Two Poops. Well, one time she pooped twice, and the second time, way out on our walk, she's got a dingleberry.
Mm.
And she won't walk. Now what
she
do
knows.
I do?
She knows.
What do you do? I don't have gloves. I don't have another poop bag.
You got to get a stick or a leaf or something.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I went leaf. And I got it out of there for her. Yeah.
You got to help.
I was not. Yeah.
If that was at your house and you just let her come back in and she's like, oh, I'm back home. I'm going to go jump up on dad's bed. Next thing you know, you got poop smear.
Well, and luckily, it's never happened.
We've had this conversation because the new dog, the Akita, it's one big ball of fur. And you would think, because he poops, it's bigger than, I can't even begin to describe. It's uncomfortably large. Right. You just look at it, you're like, what the hell is that? It's like a bear. And you would think that all that hair around it, and it is, he's like Chewbacca. He's amazingly clean. I can't figure it out. It blows my mind. I just assumed that I was going to have to take care of some business down there. He's the cleanest dog I've ever had, and I don't know what to make of it. I think it defies the laws of physics.
I would be interested in knowing how many people out there have to give a once around the block to their dog after they poop. Because to me, it's just Russian roulette. Yeah. If you let the dog come back in the house and you don't check,
you're living dangerously.
You're just asking for trouble.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful night. Go Cougs.
Yes, I will say this real quick. Tonight is my 24th wedding anniversary. Soon. My wife, 24 years with me is a long time. I love you, Heather. Happy anniversary. Let's go 24 more.
All right. Good luck doing it tonight.
Go on.
Well, you got to. It's the anniversary.
Tell you what, he just reminded me of my anniversary.
Oh.
Yikes.
When's that?
I got 12 days. Same as your and I's anniversary.
Oh,
September 25th.
Yeah. You better get on that.
I'm gonna.
You better put out for me.
You know I will.
All right.
Ducks Roundtable coming up next. We're back to Round 3-7 of Vegan Up.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
You're going with the younger, sexier beaver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.